Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2015. Well, I hope you're like most people where you make resolutions for the new year. But what I would like for you to do is to keep them, especially with regards to public relations and marketing. What I'd like to do this year is to give you some very specific tips based on trends that we see in public relations and marketing and how you can integrate those into your business, your nonprofit, or if you're a special event coordinator. We've had some great feedback from those of you who've listened to our podcast during the last year, and we really appreciate it. We try to make these in such a way that they're kind of timeless. So if you miss one, you know, just go back and pick it out and listen to it. We try to keep them short because we know you're all busy. But again, it's 2015, and here in Colorado, it's supposed to be cold today, but it is January, so I guess that's to be expected, especially when you live at 9,000 feet. I do know the ski resorts have been enjoying a lot of snow, and we'll be getting out there soon to enjoy that fresh powder. You know, I look at the trends in public relations and marketing, and there's a lot out there, but what I've tried to do is to narrow them down into something that's understandable and usable for you all. And these are based on facts of the underlying pinning aspects of why consumers shop or why travelers travel or why folks want to support a nonprofit. And so I'm happy to report, based on what I'm seeing out there, and hopefully this is a reflection in your world, is Americans are in a good mood. And there's a lot of good reasons for that, and there's a lot of sources for that. You can look at some of the national polls from Gallup to CNN. The University of Michigan does polls with consumer attitudes. But we've definitely seen some things that have helped bring the consumer back out onto the street and into the shops, or, you know, supporting and giving to nonprofits and things like that. And here's some of the reasons. I know you've all probably been to the gas pumps recently, and I know you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen those prices in years. Well, those prices already at where they're at, and depending on where you are in the country, $1.89, $1.90 a gallon, are already, according to the economic experts, bringing back anywhere from $2,500 to $3,000 or more in expendable income that a family can use. And so that's great. And I guess for the foreseeable future, at least I hope, because vehicles we drive, we surely could use those, and the mileage we go, we could surely use those lower prices. It's going to be like that for a while. People are feeling better because we've had the strongest gains in jobs this last year since the recession, you know, 2007 through 2009. Household income is up. And something that you may not necessarily think about unless you're close to a military installation or have number of veterans living in your community is military deaths are down. And that's always a good thing, a very good thing, because it does provide a positive attitude for folks when things are going great where they would get out and about. And I do want to say, as a veteran myself, that I appreciate the service and the sacrifice of all the veterans, of all the, you know, living and past. Could not do what we do without you, and we appreciate it. Also, though, I don't want to get too much into the politics, the recent election results. People are excited about that. We'll see. And hopefully Washington will work together and compromise. You all probably can send me a bunch of comments on what you think about that. But one of the things that I think is also important that I see as a trend is people have been on the sidelines long enough. They want to get out and about. and they're feeling good, and so hopefully they will come to your business or support your cause or go to your special event. So that's the underlying aspects that are going on right now, and what you need to do is take advantage of it, okay? And so one of the things that we want to talk about in this podcast, and we're going to do, like I said, a series of these, is the aspect of content marketing. Now, content marketing is going to be huge this year. We saw gains in 2013 and 2014, but it's really taking off in 2015. And the reason that it is because of the number of devices that people use to get information, you know, from smartphones to tablets to the website to television to radio, looking at a billboard, and it goes on and on. So right now, and there's so many different delivery systems, you know, millions of websites and thousands of programs and things like that. So content marketing, being able to provide the content, is huge. And an aspect of that is that articles that you read, people like to see images. And if you have images with those articles, then you get more views. So now that's driving photography. We know that using video on your website, on your landing page, pages can increase page views by 80%. So that's increasing the need for video production. So video production, photography, and writing the what, when, where, why, you know, why, how, all of that. And we don't see this diminishing in 2015. We see it increasing. And then if you can create content which is personable, you know, that it's drilled down to that particular audience that you're trying to reach, it even becomes more powerful. I was looking the other day on LinkedIn, and there was nearly 1,900 jobs under the heading of content marketing, and it was one of the largest categories of jobs out there. I know here in our community, we're constantly looking for people who can write and produce great videos and take photographs that are striking and things like that. So that's a trend that we see in 2015. And it translates into making sure with all this content that's out there, there's no excuse for you not to be updating your own content. I can't tell you how many web pages I see that haven't been updated in months, or how many Facebook pages that the last post was last fall. I tell clients, you can't go dark. There's no excuse if you're going to deal in the world of communication today, there's no excuse for not updating your content frequently. And if you can't do it, there are firms out there that will. There are people looking for companies and nonprofits that are looking for folks who can do these things in real time with quality and strong messaging. And I would suggest that you really look at content marketing, that you look at how you can do it better, because it is a trend for 2015, and people are coming out, and they're going to start searching. They're going to start looking for you. And if they don't see things that are current, they may think you're closed. They may think you're, you know, not available. So that's it for this time around. And I do appreciate you being with us. If you want to learn more about these services and other aspects of public relations and marketing, please go to www.periniassociates.com. You also can find us on Facebook, and we hope that you have a great year. Again, Happy New Year, everybody.